Welcome to Zichru Daf Simanim. We're on Daf Gimel, Maseches Brachos. And again, I'm going to first identify the topics that are covered, and then we'll have the simon and see how we're going to retain that information and connect them to the Daf. Okay, so point number one, we have that Rabbi Eliezer identifies the end time for Kriya Shema as the end of the first Mishmar, that first watch. Why? To teach us that there are three heavenly watches in the evening. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when Hashem roars like a lion, lamenting the fact that the sins of his children, us, caused the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash and their exile. So we have the three watches that go up in Shemayim. There are corresponding signs down here on earth, the donkey braying and so on. But we're just focusing on the idea that there's three watches in Shemayim when Hashem roars like a lion. The second point is that there's three reasons why one shouldn't enter a churva. We have that Maisvah of Yossi going into a churva. And we're taught through that there's three reasons. One, suspicion of inappropriate behavior, there's the danger of it collapsing, and also the danger of harmful mezikin that could be found there. So it's the three reasons why you shouldn't enter churva. And then the third point is that there was this northern wind that would blow across David Melch's harp exactly at midnight, and that's the point then he would then wake up and sing praises to HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the rest of the night. So we have just the David's harp that's the wind's blowing on, and it's waking him up, and he's singing praises to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the three points, just in a nutshell, we have the three watches that were taught by Rabbi Eliezer, that there's heavenly watches that go up in Shemayim when Hashem is roaring like a lion. Then there's the three reasons you shouldn't enter a churva: suspicious behavior, the danger for collapse, mezikin, and then we have that northern wind blowing on David Melech's harp, waking him up so he can sing shiros and tishbachos. Okay, so that's it for Dav Gimel. So the simon is, Gimel is a gamal is a camel. So what we're going to do is we're going to have three watchmen, to remind us of the three watches, three watchmen on these camels, and they enter this dangerous ruin, this churva, because they heard music. And they go in and they discover there's a man playing a harp there. And that's it. That's our simon. So once again, you have three watchmen on camels. That reminds us of the Gimel Mishmaros. And they enter a dangerous ruin. That's the churva you should not go into for three different reasons. And they hear music and they discover a man playing harp. So that's the simon for Daf Gimel. And now we're going to go ahead and review Daf Beis, what we did yesterday. And again, as we move forward, we're doing on average four blot back every day. But here we are. Let's review Daf Beis, what we did yesterday. So Daf Beis, the three topics. We have a man rushing into a house to recite Kriya Shema at night. That's the first Mishnah, right? Exactly, it says when you say Kriya Shema at night. So he can join the Kohen and the poor person who just sat down in the dining room to eat their truma and their dinner, respectively. The Kohen eating his truma. We learned yesterday that a Kohen is a Tefillah Yom. And then he went to the mikveh, and at night he can begin to his truma tzeis. He doesn't have to wait to the following morning. And then we have the poor person reminds us of the six different shitas of the earliest time to recite the Shema. So that's it for Daf Beis in terms of the review. Have a great day and great learning.